Welcome to the IAAP United in Accessibility podcast, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest in accessibility and inclusion. We are very excited to introduce our two guests today. Our first guest is Joanna Steiner, a passionate advocate for inclusive education and sign language. With a background in educational sciences, she's focused on empowering individuals with disabilities, particularly in deaf education. Currently, she's the educational manager at Lingvano, expanding opportunities for deaf youth and adults, mastering her third sign language. Joining Joanna is Daniel Loger, the head of business development at Lingvano. Daniel's background in strategic management and international studies, combined with his focus on breaking down language barriers, brings a wealth of experience in promoting inclusivity. Join us as we delve into Joanna and Daniel's insights on sign language innovation and education at Lingvano on the United in Accessibility podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christopher Lee. I'm with IAAP, and this is the United in Accessibility podcast. I want to welcome Joanna and Danielle to this episode, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the company that you're running and some of the great things that you are doing. So let's start off, Joanna. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and about why you got into accessibility.
Hi, everyone. My name is Johanna Stein. I'm very happy to be here. My journey, it's not only accessibility, it's more inclusive education, inclusive being. It started like 20 years ago. When I first came back from Ireland, I spent there over a year. I applied for social work, to be a social worker. But at the final interview, I got through all the rounds. At the final interview, I got asked one question. It was about who can't you imagine to work with when you're a social worker? And just straight from my gut, I answered like, yeah, people with disabilities. And I got this look and made me kind of wonder. And in the end, I didn't get in, but I started with educational sciences. And one of the first seminars you have to take is about writing scientific papers. And there was one with the topic of just disability in general. So I thought, like, I remembered this one occasion and I wanted to tackle that. I didn't know what it was, but I really felt a strong urge to go there. So I applied for this one seminar, I got in. And from there, it's like a dream wave. I'm just riding because I started these studies and I got into the first curriculum for sign languages in Austria, in Vienna. And from there on, it was just the journey. I was in an educational institute for the deaf for several years. I was the educational management when we actually built a social franchise in Hamburg. It was the first franchise. I was in headquarters there. Then I found the job in Lingvano and I really wanted to take it. So I quit there and I started here. And that's why I'm here 15 years, 20 years later.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. First of all, I love your accent. I'm a huge fan of Ireland, the nicest people ever. and I will tell you that, you know, I have a lot of admiration for the direction that you started off with. And I think it bleeds over to what you're doing now, which is helping people in inclusive environments to make environments more inclusive. Social work is such an important field and a very tough field. So hats off for you going that direction. So Danielle, speak a little bit about yourself and why you got into inclusion or accessibility.
Yeah, thanks, first of all, for having us. You're not going to get an Irish accent with me, but an Austrian one. I hope you like that too. either way, like, yeah, I'm Daniel, head of business development at Lingvano. And funnily enough, I only got into accessibility very recently by joining Lingvano. Before that, I studied business administration and I worked in the startup scene in Austria and Vienna. And that's really my background. And why I then joined Lingvano and then, of course, also got into accessibility is because I always wanted to have kind of an impact. Also, the startup I was working at before was focused on having an environmental impact. So that was something that's very important. And at Lingvano, I just saw that they're having an impact on a different level, but very important, of course. And this is how I got into this. And I had so many learnings in the last 2 years working here. Johanna and me, we went to the US. We also met you, Christopher, at conferences. And it's just awesome talking to people. And what I really like is this feeling of making a difference, working for something that's not just a job, but really that makes a difference. And that's how I got into accessibility. And the journey is still ongoing and it's still very exciting.
Danielle, thank you for that. it's interesting that you use the word environmental to improve the environmental arena, and that you've fallen into this career path, which you're doing the same thing, just in a very different way than you think environmental, right? So I think that's pretty cool. So I met you at Zero Project in Austria in February of this year, and I was able to hear your pitch on Livano and the work that you're doing. Can you share us with all participants listening a little bit about the company and the mission and where you want to see it going?
Yeah, sure. So basically, what we do at Livano is we produce an app for learning sign languages. And the goal is really to break down the language barriers between deaf and hearing people by getting hearing people to learn sign language, getting them in contact with deaf culture, and really getting them to a level where they can communicate. And I don't want to bore you with any too much like historical details of our company, but it was founded in 2018. It was actually deaf co-founded. And then we added Austrian Sign Language in 2019, American Sign Language in 2020. 2021, we actually launched an app. So that's also when we kind of became a mobile business. And that's also when our growth took off immensely. And that's, of course, good for business. More importantly, it increased the impact we're having, because through the app, we could just reach a lot more people. And we now have a lot more people learning sign language than we did in the beginning. So 2022, we also added BSL, British Sign Language. And yeah, right now we are a member of AAP. Proud member. We won the Zero Project Award, and we are very proud to have more than 2 million users at this point. So this has really been some massive growth, and most importantly, growth in the impact we're having.
2 million users. Wow. That's definitely, it keeps you up kind of all the time working, right? But for a good cause, right? Joanna, just kind of feeding off what Danielle said, I mean, since you've been with the company, you know, what changes have you seen in regards to particularly the mobile app area? What excites you about where you're going with that, and all the additional features that are coming out?
Yes, since I started or joined like a little bit more than a year ago, we added more features. Yeah, we did. But our focus was on different things, like making more accessible. So that was one of our journeys, making it more accessible for everything that we can cover. We decided to show us more, to attend more events, to attend more online or in-person events, to spread our mission. So I really appreciate that, because you only can learn about a sign language or any language if you really get the people involved, if you form a community where people can actually learn and practice. And that's one of the things we're heading towards too. So not only have the app in-app learning thing, but always also events, live events, online learning events. So that's what we're working on right now, and it will go live throughout the year. And yeah, that's what I'm really excited about.
That's great. Thank you. So how do Livano sign language courses cater to real life situations, especially for individuals facing communication barriers in everyday settings, such as shopping or restaurants or work or education? Danielle, can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I also want to get Johanna's input, because she's the expert in that, but I can start off. Basically, one important part is that we have that all of our teachers are deaf. So you're really learning from the experts, so to say, because they're deaf natives. They grew up signing. So this is one important part. But as regards the course, we really try to focus on this everyday communication. Like one of the first signs, and it's kind of obvious, but of course, at first you kind of learn how to sign hello and you, me, names. So really what you need to do this very basic communication. So that's really something we focus on. And through that, you can actually make progress fast. And then when you are meeting a deaf person in real life, you might already be able to have your first conversation. But I would like to hand it over to Johanna, because she's the learning expert on the team. And I'm sure she has good stuff to share here.
All right, Johanna.
So what I want to say too is we didn't follow a language learning curriculum, because we wanted to make it really appropriate for real life situations. So we made our own curriculum, we follow that. And within the first few lessons, you are actually able to have some basic communication with deaf people or signing people. We also offer trainers. It's like a different feature in the app where you can practice your finger spelling, your numbers, and your vocabulary. And we have a dictionary. So if you have someone coming into a store, into the restaurant, and they would like to have something, you would like to answer them, you can always look up the sign and then just sign it to them. So we facilitate communication there too. And yeah, it's always like we have 8 modules. We have in each module, there's several chapters, at least 12 to 15. And in each chapter, we have several lessons. So there's a huge amount of content we cover. And we not only cover language, which is important, but language doesn't survive without the culture, without the knowledge about deaf culture, deaf history, how to approach deaf people, how to make your office deaf friendly. So that's all the little aspects we cover to make the life of deaf people more accessible.
So I have a question for you in regards to deaf culture. You know, it's very different in the sense of you come from a family of deaf parents or a deaf parent, or you become deaf. In developing the curriculum, you know, which I'm really excited about that you're doing the day-to-day related activities. Can you talk a little bit, Joanna, about how you got input from the deaf community when it is so different and not divisive, but in different ways that you kind of fall into these buckets?
There's a huge variety of deaf identity. As you mentioned, if you are a coder, a child of a deaf adult, or if you have a multi-generational family, or if you, like 90% of the children, deaf children who are born into hearing families. So there we have a huge problem of language deprivation. That's something we can't really cover in the app, but that's something we want to cover, or we have already covered too in webinars where it's about awareness raising. And I think that's such a sensitive topic you can't really cover it in the app. It's something you have to transport more directly and in exchange, and the people can actually ask questions because there will always be questions. And those webinars, we always hold them together, like in a hearing and deaf pair. So it's always paired a deaf and a hearing person so that we can cover all aspects. And yeah, I think it's very important because we are a mixed team and we want to give everyone the chance to shine, you know, and we have a huge expertise, not only the hearing people, but we are like on the same level as our deaf peers. And we always go to them for advice. They are our deaf community in-house, but we always take it seriously. If we get feedback from the community from outside, we always work together with deaf influencers and we take all the tickets, all the feedback very seriously. And we always make adaptations to our content and to how we work, how to we spread our message.
The International Association of Accessibility Professionals currently offers 6 certifications. IAAP certifications are indicators of your commitment to the accessibility profession, industry, and community. View the certification overview page on our website to learn more.
I would think that having all your teachers being deaf plays a huge role into making sure that the day-to-day cultural activities of an individual who's deaf is kind of funneled into that. From the history aspect, I'm thinking within that module chapter particularly. And so I'm really excited to know that. I had no idea, actually, that all of them were deaf until just now. And I should have had that on my radar. So can y'all speak a little bit about typical individuals that are using the app right now? Is there one or two individuals that you've been able to kind of pay attention to a little bit and go, wow, this is really working? I'm really happy and excited to see this moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of interesting because at the very beginning, when you sign up in the app, we actually have a question where we ask our users, why do you want to learn sign languages? And there are a couple of answers you can take, like for a friend, family, work. And the answer that's picked the most is actually, I'm learning for fun. So I think it's like two-thirds of all of the learners are kind of learning for fun. They want to try out something new. That's remarkable because that means sign language is not just something for people, like it's not just a niche, it's not just a small group, but it's really something that can become way bigger. It's like, okay, I want to learn a new language. I could learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, but I could also learn sign language. And we do see that many users appreciate that. And the reason why they learn is then really because they're curious. And that's fantastic because we can spread this about, we can spread the news and the information about sign language to way more people because they're getting so much interest from there. So that's one of the things we notice. And apart from that, but also like organizationally, there are a lot of educational institutions who are very interested in this, especially universities or school districts. Many are using this like in their school, or maybe some schools have deaf students and they have their teacher use this so they can communicate with the deaf students. So that's on our organizational level, it's really like educational institutions, whether universities or schools, that are heavily using the app.
So I'm thinking that, you know, I'm just visualizing what a cool thing be is. You have a student who's deaf in a school and other students trying to, working towards communicating with that individual and be able to use the app to do that. So that's one kind of scenario that I think, wow, wouldn't that be super cool to be exposed to that? I would love to be that kid that's have the app to communicate. And then the other scenario that I'm kind of visualizing as you're talking, Danielle, is the idea of universities and colleges actually having this built into the curriculum in a sense. And so, you know, and even in high school, you think about, you know, a lot of people having to learn different languages and how some people really struggle. For me, you know, I grew up having dyslexia and learning disabilities. So taking Spanish and other related languages, really, I struggled with. I got through them, but I struggled with them, right? If I would have had this opportunity to use this app to learn the language of sign language, it would have been amazing and it would have been such a gift. Are you seeing any one of those scenarios, for the question for both of y'all, any one of those scenarios happening?
Yeah, if I can jump in here, thanks for mentioning the school again, because there was such a lovely email I received once where we've given like 100 accesses to a school district in Minnesota, and they kind of handed this out to all kinds of people. Like they had a couple of deaf children in their school, and they handed this to teachers, but also to like people outside of the school. And there was one teacher that wrote us that she said, "Yeah, I'm using the app, and I'm like kind of taking care of the children. I'm like the supervisor, like in the breaks, that makes sure that nothing happens." And then she could actually sign with the person, and that really like worked, because she could communicate, and she was even like then writing, and was like, "Ah, exactly, that's the impact that we're looking for." And I was so flattered by this email, because that's exactly the mission, you know, breaking down the language barriers and facilitating the communication. So yeah, that's definitely happening.
Can I add something? So I think especially for children or people in general with like learning disabilities or something, I think our app really serves them too. So just today we got a feedback. I'm neurodivergent, but like I can learn sign language with your app. It's so easy. It serves my needs. You know, we use micro learning. We use gamification. Who doesn't want to have a little challenge, you know? So, it's fun to learn with us, and it doesn't take long. It takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day, and you get really fluent with us, you know? So if you learn with us, you can achieve a level of like everyday communication, which is great, with zero hassle. You don't have to attend a course. If you don't like to attend in-person meetings, if you don't like to attend those courses, you can just use our app and just learn with us, you know? So we serve so many different needs and purposes. I think that's what makes us really standing out.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the whole landscape of education, how people learning are changing, right? It's got to be mobile. It's got to be quick. It's got to be when you're on a train, you know, you're on a plane. You know, you've got to be able to kind of engage in that time that you have, because we're also busy. So having the app come out, I think in 2020, I think you said, is great. I mean, that's pretty exciting. Now, from my understanding, another piece of this new learning profile that was seen that's sweeping across high schools and sweeping across higher education is gamification, right? That's big. That's huge. And in fact, even at IWP, we're about to bring on an AI platform that's mobile, that's quick, that has gamification components into it, just because we know that we'll lose our members if we don't do that. So can you talk about how Lenvano is building in gamification into the app?
Yeah, sure. So there are a couple of things that we do to kind of gamify the experience. And the goal really is to make the learning experience fun, to have the user come back ideally every day, because that's how they're going to make progress, to come back every day, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, but that's how to make progress. One way we do this is that we have a streak feature. So it's kind of, you know, if you do a lesson every day, then your streak increases. And we've seen that this is highly motivating for people. We have people who have a streak of 100 days or even more. And in schools, we've noticed that like if a class is using the app, then they're kind of like battling, okay, who can have the highest streak? So we're really kind of seeing that this increases the frequency that they come back and ultimately the frequency that they progress in learning sign languages. So that's one thing we do, and that has worked quite well. And apart from that, it's also just, if you go through the course, it's not just, a boring thing, but it's like quizzes, it's with pictures. You can do things interactively, and there is an interactive dialogue you can do. So lots of things that are there to really make this fun.
So a question here in regards to, and you mentioned this, I think, Danielle, at the very beginning, is around the British Sign Language aspect of this. So there is content in British Sign Language now, from my understanding. What plans does Lovano have to do to expand the range of sign language and the platform?
First of this year, we're working on adding more BSL content because it's not on the same level as ASA yet. And yes, we're working on adding several other sign languages in the future. I can't tell more about that yet. But yes, of course, we need to add more, and we want to add more sign languages because we want to reach more people. We want to make the world more inclusive. And that's not just with three sign languages. There are like around 200 sign languages in the world with regional dialects, especially if you're, for example, if you're in Germany, you have a split between the northern and the southern part, same in Great Britain, and it's for other languages too. So there's a lot to cover for us, but yeah, we're working on it.
That's exciting. Sounds like there's a lot to come, and sounds like a lot of work, but so important, and work that needs to be done so you can reach a lot of larger audience. So that's pretty exciting. So in regards to just how you work with IWP from the standpoint of partnership, any thoughts around that, Danielle?
Yeah, I mean, so far it has been really good, especially in terms of the network. I mean, we've met so many people at conferences and also at events. There is now also, like, because we're based in Europe, in Austria, and there is a special division, or not sure how exactly you call it, but a special part of IWP in the DACH region. So that's Austria and Germany and Switzerland. So it was also pretty cool to meet some of the colleagues here at the conferences that are like geographically very close to us. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I really like your platform, your network, your online forum, because that's where I get a lot of insights from, and my colleagues too. We really appreciate that. It's very great to get new insights and to ask questions. And then I love your webinars. I love everything that you do, and especially that you're always adding more certifications. So that's really highly appreciated by me. I think one of the reasons we decided last year to join IWP was that it gives us credibility too, because you're so highly rated in the community. And we were really excited when we were able to join. And I think it gives us a lot of value too.
Now, that's great to hear. Obviously, that's music to my ears. I like to hear that. And I love meeting new members that come in that are really taking advantage of the networking and the wealth of just subject matter expert around the world that is filtered into our platforms. So that's so nice to hear. I hope that continues. And also as a relative, a new member, feel free to reach out to us definitely and continue to push us to be, you know, a better association and offer more benefits. That's part of the fun of this is be able to expand and learn from our organizational members. And because we have such a diverse sector and industry base, having members like you add such a value to some of the other members that we have. So we try to get them engaged. So I know we're coming towards the end, but I did want to ask you, both of you, and Joanna, let's start with you. Do you have any last thoughts or takeaways to give to our listeners about the work that you're doing and the importance of it?
I think the most important thing is don't be afraid to learn sign language. Don't be scared to approach deaf people. And if you feel a little bit weird about it, use our app first, and then you feel a little bit more strong, a little bit connected, and then you can approach people, and it's going to be easy. You know, it's going to be so easy, and it's going to add a high value to yourself. So when I started learning my first sign language, it was like a huge world that opened for me, and I hope it's the same for you. And now I'm learning my third sign language, and it's opening more doors and even more doors and more insights. And I think it's up to us humans to learn something, to grow, and not always rely on technology. I think technology is great. It does a lot of accessibility, but it's not always there. It can break. The battery can be dead. Anything, you know? So it's always up to us too, and not just use great technology. So yeah, start learning sign language with us. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Danielle?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it would be that when I meet people just in general, also at conferences, many people, you know, want to make a difference, want to have an impact. And I think it's way easier actually to have an impact and make a difference nowadays with online courses where you can, in our case, learn sign language and really make the world a more inclusive place. It's something that you can literally do. You can take action and do it. So I think that's the takeaway. Of course, we would appreciate if you do it with us. But if you learn in some other way, that's of course fine as well. It achieves the mission and that's what we're here for as well. So it's easier to make an impact than you might think. So take action.
Joanna, Danielle, thank you so much today for spending time with us. I'm excited to learn more and more about the work that you're doing. I'm really looking forward to seeing where you're going next with Giovanna, and we're going to stay in touch.
Thanks a lot for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The International Association of Accessibility Professionals offers a variety of membership options for individuals and organizations. Whether you are an expert in accessibility or just starting your journey, join the only global accessibility professional association promoting and improving digital accessibility and physical environments. IAAP advocates for the inclusive design and creation of accessible products, content, services, and spaces to ensure no one is left behind due to a physical, sensory, cognitive, health, or psychological-related impairment. United in Accessibility, join IAAP and become a part of the global accessibility movement.